We know that the Women's Fund is part of the Central Indiana Community Foundation, but what is the fund and what can it do?
So the mission of Women's Fund of Central Indiana is to mobilize people, ideas, and investments so every woman and girl in our community has an equitable opportunity to reach her full potential, no matter her place, race, or identity. So we want to make sure that women and girls have access to opportunity so that they can reach their full potential.
Give us an idea of, you know, how the state of the landscape for women and girls equality in Central Indiana is today.
You know, across the country, women have made tremendous gains. Like, we see women in so many new positions all over the country, even as the vice president in the White House. But also, we face some unprecedented challenges, for instance, access to reproductive health care. So, you know, my goal moving forward is, one, to make sure we are moving based on community voice. So I want to hear from women what it is they need in Central Indiana right now so that we can move and be supportive of the places where there are opportunities that women can see. We're uniquely vulnerable.
Now, you've been with CICF for a while. What are you most proud of your work there so far?
I have to say the change in our mission in 2018 and our decision to focus on equity. And that's a decision that, you know, spread throughout our partnership for our partner organizations. So Hamilton County Community Foundation, the Indianapolis Foundation, CICF, and Women's Fund. I think that is a generational goal, and I'm really proud to be part of it.
And you are a well-accomplished author, and you've done, you know, a lot in your life. Tell us a little bit about the writing that you've done.
Sure. I, for several years, have been a writer that specializes in the intersection of race and gender and politics and pop culture and all of the ways that those things weave together. And so I've been published places like the New York Times and the Atlantic, had two books published. And I'm most proud that I've been able to amplify the voices and experiences of women, and specifically of Black women and girls whose voices are often ignored and erased.
With you leading, you know, the Women's Fund, what do you think specifically you hope to accomplish, you know, in the upcoming years that really can impact women's lives in Central Indiana?
So my first goal, because I don't want to come in like a wrecking ball, is to learn the organization and to dive deeper into the community. Obviously, my role at CICF has given me an opportunity to know a lot about what's going on. But as I said, I think I need to supplement that by talking to women in the community, by talking to the leaders of women and girl-serving organizations in the community to find out what they need and they want. And my goal moving forward, building on the fantastic legacy that Women's Fund already had underneath the leadership of Jennifer Pope Baker, is to make it a community-centered organization that responds to the needs of the community. That's really important to me. And that we feel a part of the community and a part of the community of women. Because when women work together, we are so much stronger.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.